Georgia again, a retirement again. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin. And lots to get through this morning. We're going to start with Conor McGregor because the internet's pretty much gone into meltdown this morning on both sides of the Atlantic. Conor McGregor has appeared to announce his retirement on Twitter.
Again.
He's not fought since last October. We know he's been in bother as well. He was arrested in Miami just a couple of days ago, really, for allegedly smashing a phone. We're not sure whether this is his true intention or not, that he is going to retire. He has been negotiating a comeback for this summer, in July specifically. And I think we're all wondering, is this legit? Is he retiring or is he trying to negotiate a better deal? He has some form. Back in 2016, he was actually, you know, he was kind of tired of these world tours that he was doing, making all these appearances. So the UFC actually pulled him out of a fight because of his protests. And back then he tweeted, I've decided to retire young. Thanks for the cheese. Chat you later. So there's similar kind of tones here with his tweet in the early hours of this morning. He also appeared on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, a pre-recorded segment, made no mention whatsoever of the retirement. This is hours earlier. And in fact, he spoke about the comeback this summer. I'll play that audio later on. But the audio I'm going to play for you now is from ESPN reporter Brett Automato. And he's been talking just in the last hour on ESPN. He's actually been talking to Dana White. White himself treating this as an official legit retirement, but the reporter less convinced.
Dana White said no. I mean, nothing's happened that would make or force Conor to feel like he needs to take the negotiations public. I believe him that he's made a whole lot of money, and why would he come back? He's a two-way champion. I wish him the best. I asked him 1,000%. You are treating this as a legitimate retirement. Dana White said yes. I am not willing to personally treat it as such just yet. I mean, Conor McGregor just this weekend was talking about fighting Anthony Pettis online. He was on Jimmy Fallon saying that he and the UFC were talking about a return for July. So I am not treating this as an official retirement quite yet from Conor McGregor. But according to Dana White, he is.
Well, we'll see. I know Brian Dobson will be very sad to see him go because he's a big fan.
I'm just wondering whether this should be in sport or another part of the program.
We'll have more on it in the next hour. The Republic of Ireland will face Georgia in the European qualifiers tonight. The Irish team hoping to make it two wins from two. It gets underway, the game, at 7:45 at the Aviva Stadium, live on RT2 television, radio commentary on 2FM. Mick McCarthy hoping for a better performance tonight. He's hoping that the form he's seeing in training, that the players can take it into the game tonight.
I've seen it on a daily basis while we've been training. They've been excellent out here. The standard's been terrific. Really good. We've got good players. Really committed players as well. The intensity of training's been great. So yes, I would envisage that we'd see better than that. That on Saturday was all set up for a classic cup upset, that. And it didn't happen. So that's what pleases me. And we didn't concede. Took a fabulous save from Darren to keep it out, rather than that. So we go into this game with 3 points. And of course, I hope that the circumstances and conditions are going to produce a better performance.
We've played Georgia several times. There's always the fear that there'll be a cup upset, to use Mick McCarthy's phrase there. It's never happened, though.
No, we have won. Have we played 8 times? Won 7 of them? Yeah. So we've never actually lost them. Always tricky, yes, though. Very good technically. I think they'll get the job done tonight, hopefully. England, 5-1 winners last night. Declan Rice starting. And they were very impressive, to be honest. On the rugby front, Leinster scrum coach John Fogarty being linked with the move to the Irish management team when Andy Farrell takes over after the Rugby World Cup. Leinster also hoping Josh van der Fleer will recover from a groin injury in time for that World Cup. Ronan O'Neill has quit the Tyrone football panel. He says he's not happy with the lack of game time. That's his decision for walking away. And good news for Galway hurling fans this morning. Joe Canning's injury doesn't appear to be too serious. Looked in some distress when he came off against Waterford at the weekend, but it's emerged that he's just suffered a bad dead leg.
Thanks, Darren. Talk to you again in an hour.